Well, hello everyone. Thank you for coming. I know it's not that easy after a free nice beer. Okay, so today we're gonna talk about how we can use Glade and GTK especially to create custom interface. Usually GTK is meant for creating desktop applications. So they are supposed to look all consistent. Here is a screenshot of an old GNOME version, like a regular desktop, and you can see that there are many different applications, and since they are all implemented with the GTK toolkit, they all look consistent. So that's the idea of the toolkit. But now, since GTK 3 implemented CSS, it's relatively easy to use it to create our own looks for custom application. So generally, on the desktop, there are a few applications that don't want to look like the rest. And usually those are multimedia applications. For example, XMMS here, which is based on the look and feel of Winamp, has its own look. Here you can see there's the same application running with its custom theme and the GTK theme. So the idea of this talk is about showing a real-world example of how to make a custom look application using the GNOME stack. Before that, I want to show you another example. This is a mock-up of another multimedia application. I used to work on this like 5 years ago. This is the artist mock-up, and that's the GTK2 implementation. It used to run on Windows, Macintosh, and obviously Linux. In order to implement such thing in GTK, I had to hack a lot. I had to create my own GTK style, my own widget, so I could choose how they look and implement everything in Cairo. For example, in this screenshot, the only images I'm using are obviously the icons and the multimedia buttons. The rest is all implemented with a custom style. But that was quite a lot of work because you had to understand how all widgets were drawn, and it was a pretty tedious work. But the results were pretty good. Let me show you another example of the same application running a slightly different color theme. Okay, enough with the description. Let's start looking at the case study. So a few months ago, somebody in a small casino where I live from in Argentina asked me if I could do a display for a baccarat table. I still haven't learned to play baccarat, but I did the display anyway. So first we're gonna see the mock-up I made with a friend that's a designer. Then we're gonna see step by step how I implemented a few elements of that program using CSS, and then we can see how all fit together. So this is the mock-up with it. It was quite simple. Apparently, people that play baccarat like to keep note of every play result in the table. So there's three possible outcomes a play can have. It's like it could win, the player could win, the banker or dealer, or it could be a tie. So we had to implement like a grid-like table, and we were going to use a different icon for each possible result. So once we have something like this, I decided to split the design in different elements, and here, so we're going to use a background image and another image just for the icons and the logo, and that's it. The rest has to be implemented in CSS in order to make it easier to adapt to different display, and if you have to change something, you don't have to go and change all your images. So we're going to study the three elements: the top frame, which I call the bed frame, the play grid, and the information frame. So what I did on Glay, I made each element like a regular any application. I use mostly grids, and now I'm going to tell you about why I use frames. So CSS for GTK, it's pretty similar on how it works on the browser. All you have to read about is the box model and how it maps to the widget. So basically, in GTK, every widget is considered like a box. So in theory, you could set the margin, border, and frame, and all the CSS property you would do on a browser. Sometimes there are widgets that don't work like expected, and that's because the widget itself have to call different functions for each CSS property. For example, there are some widgets that don't draw a background, so you can't expect to change the background with CSS. So if you are working on GTK and CSS and there's something that doesn't work, there's a really good chance that's because the widget is not calling the right drawing function. Don't be afraid. Just go take a look at the draw signal, at the draw method in the widget, and see what it's doing. So that's my advice. So okay, let's move on. Here I'm showing the results of editing Glay and applying the CSS changes to the workspace. This is all current work in progress. There's a CSS branch of Glay that adds only that option. It lets you choose which CSS to use as the style provider for the whole project. Okay, let's start with the bed frame. As I said before, I use a GTK frame, so I could make sure that it was drawing the frame and the background. So as you can see, this is the first thing I did was obviously change the font type and set the color, size, and the weight to make it look like I wanted. And the bottom CSS, it selects all GTK frames that has a frame bed style. And as you can see, you can change the border color, radius, let you choose if you want rounded corners or not, and the box shadow. When I implemented this, it was with GTK 3.8, so shadows were always inset. There was no way to make the shadow on the outside, and that's because widget clip their drawing to their location. They are not allowed to draw outside. But now that's gonna, I think that's changing in current GTK. At least you are able to set it outside, but it's still gonna get cut. But you could create your own widget that draws a frame inside its allocation, and you will be able to see your shadow. By the way, if anyone wants to interrupt and ask any question about the CSS, you're welcome. You can. Okay. Let's see the other frame. Since I wasn't able to have an outside shadow, I decided I was gonna use one frame inside of another. As you can see, the top frame, the CSS style is called frame shadow. I set all the borders to be zero, and I set the right and bottom padding to be 4 pixels. So when you pack something inside, it will show up that border. So if you add that top frame and you pack inside another frame, default frame, and change the font like we did on the other thing, you're gonna get something like that. That's the result. Okay, so now the main grid. I don't know if you noticed, but the main grid had a gradient, so each square inside was had a different gradient, so I decided I would implement that by creating a big frame that will have contain the border, as you can see. You can specify the width and the type of border, if it's solid or dash or not, and then the color. I set the radius, and this is a pretty nice feature. You can set the background to be any image, or you can use different functions that will create an image. In this example, I used a gradient. So as you can see, it's a linear gradient that goes from the left top to the right bottom, and from a little gray to a little lighter gray. And as usual, I added some inset shadow. And on the right here, you can see the first CSS is, let's go back a little bit. So it's a frame, and I was gonna use, I used a GTK grid for the inside, and this is all done dynamically. At runtime, you choose the width and height on how many rows and columns you want, and my custom widget will add a GTK image to each cell, and it will set those CSS class to each image accordingly. So every image inside a grid get the first style that sets only a shadow, a thin shadow, and then all cells get that style with a different background color. So you can see how they look there. And once you put all together, it looks something like that. Another thing I had to do to make it look like this is each corner image has to have its own radius set. So as you can see here on the top left and top right, you can see the CSS for each corner. And what else? Yes, the animation. So I choose to use a GTK image because I knew it renders a background, also because that will let me, if I eventually needed to do something more complicated, I could use an icon, set the file, or maybe I could draw myself on a custom draw callback if I wanted to do some animation that wasn't possible with CSS. But I ended up using a simple animation with CSS, and the effect is quite nice, and it works pretty well. So as you can see, I'm setting the VG player animation, or when a player wins, or VG banker or tie animation. It simply sets, creates the animation, and it states that it's going to use the player animation. It's going to last half a second. It's going to be played once, and yeah, it's going to be played once, and the function to calculate the interpolation between the first frame and the last one is just a linear animation. So it's a linear function. So it goes straight from there. And on the top, you can see how I define the player transition from start to end. It starts with no background image, and then it sets a background. So this is the end result when you put all together. I guess now you're wondering why the mockup was vertically and now this is horizontal. That is because when we installed it the first time, we realized they bought a cheap monitor that when you put it vertically, it didn't look quite well from the angle, so we have to re-implement it and make it horizontal. Okay, so what's missing to do? Well, first of all, I have to finish the CSS branch and merge it into master. Then I would like to see if there's a way to disable CSS animation in the workspace, because sometimes it makes it a little bit slow. And another thing I have to investigate is the fact if we can add something to Builder to specify a CSS provider, something like that. And obviously, make it a little bit faster. Oh, yeah. By the way, this presentation is made with Glade and CSS. Thank you. Since I can't give the source code of the other application, at least you have this as an example. Everything is implemented with Glade and CSS. And I actually didn't even create a program. I'm using Glade Previewer with a few options I added. You can specify the CSS. And you can even say you want to make a slideshow. So it's going to pick up all the top-level widgets in your project and pack it into a GTK stack and make you go up and down and change top levels. OK, so that would be it. If there's any question you want to ask me, then we can move and see the actual implementation of the slides. You want to see the slide on Glade?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here I remove the palette because the resolution is not enough. But as you can see, let me make this a little bit bigger so you can see the hierarchy. The main top level is just a frame, and in the common tab you have the style classes property where you can set all the style classes you want. And now let me show you. If you choose CSS for this project, then it's gonna load and run. Yeah, it's a little bit slow. I did this on my desktop and it was quite fast. Then when I moved it to my old notebook, I realized it wasn't that fast. So, but that was like a few hours before catching the bus to the airport. I realized that when you set a background animation, GTK is invalidating the whole widget. So that was triggering a whole redraw of the whole screen. So what I did to make it a little bit faster now, as you can see here, I create an event box just for the animation, so that only part gets redrawn. And the same thing for this tiny guy. And as you can see here, you have all the top levels. And here's the CSS for the slides. The first block is all the different examples I show in the slides, and a little bit further down is the actual top CSS. For example, let's try change the gradient on the back of the cover background. Let's set this to something easy, like, I don't know, red. And let's go back. Here we are. And let's save this. There we go. So what's Glade and Preview doing? They are actually monitoring the file, and each time it changes, it simply reload the CSS. So that makes it a little bit easier to try different things because, I'm not a designer, so it takes me a little bit longer to make things look a little bit better. this is the, I think it's a pretty good way to create custom application because since GTK is a desktop toolkit, it has a lot of different features which make it really handy to do this kind of application easy. Like, it's really easy to have a configuration, save, and all that is already taken care by the toolkit, so the only missing thing was an easy way to create custom logs. But now I think with this, that it's a little bit easier. So any more questions? Yes?
How long did it take you?
Wait.
How long did it take you to make the presentation in GLAAD?
Okay, it took me about 3 days. But I spent most of the time actually adding those features. Like, it took me like probably, I don't know, all the options I added to the GLAAD previewer. They probably took me like a full day because I was gonna hack an easy application that loads the builder and add the K bindings, and then I decided, okay, since I'm doing this work anyways, let's do it a little bit better and add it to the previewer, which it could be handy for someone. Oh, another thing I can show you. Since I'm doing this with GTK, and everything is wrong with Cairo, I was thinking, okay, so what about the PDF? Because if someone wants to download and see the slides and don't have the latest GLAAD from master and another branch, it's going to be a little bit difficult for them to see. So I added, so when you have a screenshot option in GLAAD Previewer that will take a screenshot and dump it to a file name. So I made it when you pass that parameter and also the slideshow parameter. When you pass those two together, it will actually create a PDF or SVG or PostScript surface, Cairo surface, and it will draw every top level to a PDF. So for example, this is the same slide. This is the same slide rendered by Cairo into a PDF. And it's actually pretty good. I only seen one artifact in the cover. I don't know if you can notice here. No, it's not visible. But if you watch this in a monitor, sometimes they show a thin line between the building's image and the CSS gradient on the bottom. But otherwise, it looks quite good. So yeah, you can download this PDF, and it was created by GLAAD too. Anyone else?
Any more questions?
So GLAAD will become part of the future GNOME office?
We don't currently have any plans for that. But I can say no. Jasper?
So you noted that a lot of random widgets in GTK don't really respect CSS properties. Do you have a plan about fixing that or interesting a new widget that just it works?
Well, I don't know if we want every widget to draw all the CSS different things, because maybe, I mean, we can make a label draw a background if you already draw the background on the, so that's a different that you had to learn. Maybe we should document that a little bit better and explain the differences between CSS on GTK and actual implementations in browsers. If I find any actual bugs, yes, I will try to fix it. But
okay. Any more questions? Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.